line. And according to the spot, a two-yard gain. Second down and eight to go. Just inside the 20-yard line, right to left across the radar, are the USA Patriots trailing by 2 points, and they have 3 minutes and 20 seconds left in the fourth to tie or exceed the score.
Yeah, well, and they have all three timeouts, so they've definitely been in this situation before against this team. They went a minute, they went 70 yards in a minute and a half many, many weeks ago.
And we have the flags, and it's disco night late in the fourth quarter. It's a false start against USA. They got a little antsy there. Instead of a second and eight, it's going to be a second down and 13 for the Patriots, pushing them further back in their own territory across the 15, and they'll start this play on second down at their own 14. First down markers at the 27.
Yeah, those are penalties that crush drives and will crush a comeback situation. Cassidy's defense played exceptionally well in this second half, and you can't give them any extra yardage. Second 13 for USA.
USA in offense trailing by 2 points, 14-12 with 2:49 left. Hands it off right in the middle. Get out for a yard gain on the bottom of that pile is Josh Lang for the Patriots. And 71, Brady Warford with the stop for Cass City. Third and 12 for the Patriots. Obviously four down territory no matter where they are in this field.
There's a couple unwritten rules when you play against these teams. When you play against USA, you don't run at Cody Finkbeiner. When you play Cass City, you don't run at Brady Warford. He's the biggest guy on the field, and when you run at him, he makes stops.
It's a pitch out to the left side. This one's to Tanner Foley, and Cassidy's swarming to the ball again at the 17-yard line. T.J. Moore brings in the stop, and Tanner Foley can't get far. He may be 2 yards back to the original line of scrimmage, and a fourth down, 10 to go for USA with 2:02 left in the fourth, and the clock continues to wind down. And now, finally, a timeout is called by USA's coach Tyler Langs. The first timeout of the second half for the Patriots as they trail 14-12 to Kansas City. It is 4th and 10 from their own 18-yard line.
Well, play-action pass, Clark, works a lot better when the defense doesn't know it's coming. In this situation, 9 yards to go, Cass City been stout against the run on this series. It almost has to be a pass, which favors Cass City. They have to know it's coming. And Coach Cuthrell and his staff have got to be telling his kids, don't get beat deep, keep the ball in front of you. Even if they do get 9 yards and get a first down, they still have to go the length of the football field in under 2 minutes on your defense. So bend but don't break is the strategy here, and keep everybody in front of you and don't allow a big gain, kind of like that play-action pass. The last drive for USA got away from Cass City and they scored on a play-action pass.
What set up this drive for USA was Cass City was marching down the field. They got out of their own 45-yard line, got all the way down to the USA 17. At the end of the play, T.J. Moore was stripped of the ball. USA recovers at their own 17-yard line. That's where they're at right now. And they've had the ball now for a little over a minute and 45 seconds, and it's still now facing a fourth down and 10. T formation, working off the left hash. Kine under center, three men in the backfield. It's a pitch out to the right, and going for the action pass a little bit, and it's brought in by number 45, Macklin Gettle. He's streaking. He's across midfield and into Kansas City territory, converting on fourth down and 10 from the 18. A big completion from Tanner Foley into the hands of Macklin Gettle, finally forced out of bounds at the 46.
Remember who played quarterback for this team last season? Tanner Foley played quarterback the entire year last year. They pitch it to him, and he throws it across the field to Macklin Gettle. Well drawn up. Cass City had a guy in the area, but he lost track of Macklin Gettle. He gets behind him down the sideline, and Tanner Foley, just like we're used to seeing last season, delivers a strike, and all of a sudden USA, they got him right where they want him.
A 36-yard completion for Tanner Foley to Macklin Gettle. It's a handoff right at the middle to Tanner Foley from the 46-yard line down to the 41-yard line. A 5-yard gain stopped by Cole Chippy for Cass City. 95 seconds left in regulation. Cass City 14, USA 12.
And Cole Chippy makes the stop, but Tanner Foley, using some of that momentum, gets 5 yards on the play. USA, though, huddling after every play. It's taken a little bit of time, but after that big pass, they got out of bounds, so that they didn't have to use the timeout.
Kine hands it off right up the middle. He breaks free of his first tackle. Josh Lang crosses the first down marker across the 35 and finally brought down to the 33-yard line. And it's enough to move the chains and stop the clock momentarily at 1:12 to reset the down. It's still a two-point ball game. USA marching down the field, right to left across your radio.
Yeah, a nice run for USA. Josh Lang bursts through the line of scrimmage and gets to the first down marker. Start that clock. Here we go.
It's a handoff to Macklin Gettle, and he is stopped in his tracks and trying on a second effort. Breaks free of his first tackle. No whistle, and they're going to say the forward progress has him stopped originally at the 31. On the second effort, gets him back to the original line of scrimmage for no gain. And Shade Perzanowski finally cleans up the play for Cass City. And the second timeout is called by USA with 45 seconds left in regulation. Cass City 14, USA 12, 45 seconds left. USA with just one timeout remaining and facing a second and 10 from Cass City's 33-yard line.
Well, it was an advantage for Cass City there on that play. I thought his momentum at forward progress had stopped. They were going to blow the whistle and call the play dead. Instead, another 4 or 5 seconds goes off the clock because Macklin Gettle was trying to battle out of that tackle. And then, obviously, the timeout after the play has stopped. 45 seconds left. One timeout left for USA. They've used two already on this series. But 33 long yards ahead of them. But we've seen this Cass City secondary get beat twice in this quarter alone on plays that cannot happen. USA has exposed that, again, twice in this quarter already. Anything can happen here, Clark.
Does it feel like the last time these two teams played where Cass City was marching on the field, the USA had a very long field?
Deja vu a little bit. Exactly what it feels like right now. And if you're a Cass City fan, you are not comfortable. And USA is behind in this game, and they got to love what position they're in. They have the football. The team that has it last, Clark, maybe the team that stands tall, USA, trying to drive down the field and win this game.
Tied, hands it off to the left side.
Josh Lang's gone.
For the run to the 10, to the 5, touchdown USA. Josh Lang from 33 yards out, sheds every tackler, runs untouched for the final 30 yards, and USA regains the lead with 38 seconds left. USA 18. Cass City 14, two-point conversion still upcoming, 38 seconds left.
You can never count out a Josh Lang's coach team. He has called all the plays when he's needed to, the halfback pass on 4th and 9 and setting up a couple run plays. But Josh Lang's on a halfback dive right up the middle. They fake the pitch to the left. He leaves the ball out there for Lang to take right through the middle, blows through the line of scrimmage, untouched for a 33-yard touchdown run. Two-point conversion on the way.
And it's a handoff right at the middle to Tanner Foley, trying to find his way in the end zone, but looks like he's going to be stopped at the 1-yard line. Two-point conversion is no good. 38 seconds remain in the fourth quarter. It is USA leading by 4 points. USA 18, Cass City 14 on the WLEW Sports Network.
Where do you go when your vehicle needs heating, cooling, or air conditioning repair? Kotick Radiator and Air Conditioning in Bad Axe. They are the specialists that will give you a permanent repair. They have the expert knowledge, the proper equipment, and parts to do the job right. Cars, trucks, semis, RVs, and all types of agricultural equipment. They even do full-service mechanic work. Stop by for a free cooling system inspection to be sure your heater is working properly for winter.
Hi, this is Gary Rachi. I guarantee we'll properly diagnose and fix your vehicle right the first time. We've been serving the area for over 65 years and offer fast and professional service. That's Kotick Radiator and Air Conditioning at the east end of Bad Axe, a good place to take a leak.
Seconds remain, and USA puts together a scoring drive that covered 83 yards in 3 minutes and 3 seconds, and 9 plays results in a touchdown, 2-point conversion, no good. They lead by 4 points, 18 to 14. Mackenzie Trischler kicks this one straight out of bounds at the 32-yard line. That will be an illegal procedure, and Cass City will skip the ball at their own 35-yard line, trailing by 4 points, 18 to 14 to USA.
Well, it was not that long ago when Santa Cathrell put together a drive where he threw a touchdown pass to win the game. USA does their job. They score on their previous drive to reclaim the lead in this game at home by 4 points, 18 to 14, but just 38 seconds remain. we'll see what Cass City has now in their playbook.
Sandin Cuthrell